You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, the Auckland Vogue scene has been alive and thriving in the CBD for years now, but it's truly come into the limelight with a short documentary Vice produced this year about the young LGBTQ Māori and Pacifica community that makes up the scene. I caught up with New Zealand Samoan artist JC Tanuvasa about the incredible journey of voguing and how it aims to uplift and empower some of the most vulnerable in our society.
How does the dance movement that originated in 1980s Harlem kind of make its way to Aotearoa?
So initially, to my knowledge, it started with the music, but very subtly. But I know that with the voguing and the Auckland Vogue scene culture here, it started within the schools through America's Best Dance Crew, where Vogue Evolution had entered the competition, and it had like this dance crew, this Vogue dance crew that summed up from members of the ballroom culture in America, and it had like people like Laomi. And because America's Best Dance Crew is so mainstream and real international, it transcended all the way to New Zealand. And so when those episodes released and we watched it, it was like a massive culture shock. Like, what is the feminine dance that I somewhat want to be a part of that we're into? And then us being young and in schools, started developing the dance in schools and trying to make and educate ourselves through YouTube. And so the girls started voguing down in high school, so that's kind of how it really began, from my knowledge, with most of the girls through like Kelston, St. Peter's, De La Salle College, and stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Well, I mean, we've kind of seen it evolve and change a lot in recent years in New Zealand specifically, with it kind of starting out in Ōtara in 2013, and kind of more recently, it's made its way to the Auckland CBD. How did FAFSWAG establish a community here?
You know, FAFSWAG, they came out of nowhere, to be honest, and so grateful that they did. I know that Pati is originally from Hamilton, and his partner, Tanu Nangu, when they decided to make the move up here, they just like randomly came here and just trailblazed.
Yeah.
But I knew that Pati had lots of networks and connections within the art industry. Yeah, so I guess in terms of creating work wouldn't be difficult, but in terms of creating communities would be something new. And so I think what really helped them develop the community was using the arts collective, because the arts collective is filled up with different people from the Rainbow Pacific community. So there's Felice Filippo, she's from Mangere De La Salle. There's Moi Langa, she also went to MIT and performing arts, and PIPA, Pacific Institute of Performing Arts. There's Jermaine, he studied photography. So all these young people from different avenues, they butted their heads together and they decided, hey, look, our community loves to vogue. How can we make this platform for them happen, rather than them just creating cute videos for YouTube the way they're voguing on fields in high school?
Yeah.
And so not long after high school, some girls graduated, and then what do you know, FAFSWAG Arts Collective have butted their heads together and created an awesome first Vogue platform within the Ōtara Community Centre. And that's how it all began. I think when they came together as a collective, we came together as a community.
Oh, awesome. So like you said, it's kind of not just little videos for YouTube or whatever. It's kind of provided this platform that uplifts and kind of provides a creative outlet and a kind of safe haven for young LGBTQ Māori and Pacifica people. How does the Vogue scene lend itself to these ideas of identity and self-expression?
I think just dance in general, it's a language through the body. And with voguing in particular, Vogue Femme, which is what we're doing, because that's the dance style that the Vogue has moved over in terms of generational change, because how it started with the old way, which is like Madonna style, and then the new way, which is more flexible, and then that switched over to VogueFem, which happened in America, and which is the downside that you're seeing falling now. And so I think when you see the Vogue Femme style, you see the sense of femininity and ownership through our bodies. And for someone that is born, that's assigned male at birth and identifying with their femininity through the Vogue culture and through the Vogue dance and being so open with that through Vogue Femme, I think it's an ownership that isn't really appreciated within a Pacific conservative culture.
Right.
And so when the Vogue Femme dance style, which is also a lifestyle, and within the cultures of the balls and the Vogue nights that we have, allows you to do these movements and explore that femininity and appreciate it and respect it and love it and live for it, I think it's a great way to allow a young person to self-express and have a certain outlet where they feel safe and not so beat down when they want to showcase femininity.
Yeah, for
because
sure.
Because usually that's the case. But also, like, with the Vogue Femme style and voguing in general, we like to storytell. So when, like, for example, when a young trans girl gets up there and vogues and she looks hella confident and she's feeling her body, it could mean that she's so happy that she's become her authentic self, and her movement are representing self-appreciation and self-confidence, and she wants it to transcend throughout the room and let everyone know and also be inspired. So yeah.
Man, that's so awesome. And kind of as you mentioned before, would you say Vogue Femme in particular blurs these pre-existing notions of sexuality and gender?
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of shows, because, like, there's some young people that are not even femme on the daily, but they can turn it up through the dance. And it just breaks those stereotypes of femininity and gender and sexuality are not one thing.
Mm.
They are all separate things, and that
breaks down those constructs.
Yeah, yeah. And because we live in such a world where they want rules, and they create all these ideas that are better for them to understand. So if they feel like sexuality and gender are the same thing, they'll, like, make that up in their mind, where it's actually all different things.
Mm.
And so the flaw, we acknowledge that fluidity is one thing, sexuality is another thing, and gender is another thing.
Mm.
And that's why we have different terminologies, like there's butch queen, there's femme queen, there's dandy cunt, and, like, that's not even saying that's a boy or girl or this and that.
Yeah.
And there's, like, women's, and so there's all these, like, terminologies that are not in the mainstream educational system.
Mm.
But it's birthed from the Vogue culture to make it really authentic. Yeah, so femme queen is, like, for the transgender girls.
Oh, awesome.
So, like, a little example, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So Vice also did that awesome little documentary on Faf Swag and the Auckland Vogue scene. And there was one thing that I really liked in it, in that it mentioned that Faf Swag's agenda is all about fucking up the patriarchy one Caucasian space at a time. Can you talk a little bit more about this idea of empowerment and existing in spaces that aren't necessarily welcoming all of the time?
Yeah, so when we ignite, when the Rainbow Pacific community, or just the Rainbow community in general, are denied access in a particular space that is meant to be public, for example, a bathroom, we can't really exist anywhere else.
Mm.
And if we can't even go to these places of these public places that we deserve to be in, then our existence basically is nothing. So having this unapologetic approach in terms of claiming public spaces, claiming predominantly white spaces that are not inclusive enough, claiming art spaces with our bodies, with our identity, with our voguing, also creates this concept that we deserve to be here. And when we do deserve, and when we do be in these spaces, and we take ownership of these spaces as well as the Caucasian people, let's say, it inspires other Pacific people and other young people to no longer accept being not included in spaces they deserve to be in. And it also inspires young people and Pacific people in particular to go out there and claim spaces that they deserve to be in. And so when our work scenes started coming out, and you know, it is quite a culture that isn't conservative, and it has no apologies in terms of how we love our body and the language it is. And we will get denied, and we have been denied. We had funding stripped at the last minute, and the balls have like literally been on the Saturday of the week that the funding has been stripped. The thing is, we keep going because, you know, this is a community that has this whole entire family, and if we decide to be beaten down by these little barriers, then we won't move forward into our prosperous times, and no one else will understand why the scene is very important. And so now that we've become so valid and so like hot and number one topic in New Zealand, everyone wants to get amongst them, but they don't understand that the journey to be here has been very, very difficult and somewhat problematic on other people's end in terms of engaging with us.
Yeah, for sure. But it's kind of cool that documentary has sort of shed light on these issues, and of course it's generated a lot of excitement and provided more mainstream exposure for the scene, which is real cool. Now the Ratchet Queens Vogue Ball is coming up this Saturday on the 3rd of June. Lastly, where can people kind of find out more about this and get amongst it?
Yeah, so our Auckland Vogue Scene page on Facebook, our like page, you can go like the page. We just launched independently because, gratefully, we've been running through the Festival Arts Collective since 2013. And They've been producing the platform alongside some of the community through the Arts Collective since 2013 all the way up to 2017 in March. And so now the community is officially running it themselves. And so all the information is on Auckland Vogue Scene's like page that launched on Sunday. Has an awesome promo video. And yeah, if you want to know more or want to go into depth, then just go and ask Family Bar. They know that we're using the place as well. But yeah.
BeWire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/BCasts.